Was it the night before that?
I'll say less than a week before. I don't want to really reveal federal discussions, federal authorities.
What indication did you have that there may have been problems going on with the land bank?
When I got the phone call.
And so your reaction to it all?
Well, after the outrage, I mean, the shock is, we pride ourselves on doing the right thing. We passed that ethics ordinance, the whistleblower protection. We did all that very early in my administration. I hope most people know that because we wanted to toughen things up a little bit. And we continue to do that. And most people, I tell people all the time, we have to do it the right way. We have to do the right things, and we have to do it the right way. And that's kind of a mantra in what we do in the city. But like I say, after the shock, I think there was frankly a lot of disappointment. There was a lot of disappointment because a lot of people saw these guys as young men of promise, full of opportunity, and for some reason. Didn't happen.
Yesterday, the director of DMV said that he had a visit from the FBI 6 weeks ago asking or making inquiries. Should that have been a red flag back then?
Well, maybe. I mean, they're asking how the land bank is done, but sure, you can always say that. Sure.
Mayor, how can you explain how this type of behavior would go on under your administration and you not know about it?
Well, did you read the indictment? If you read the indictment, you can see how it was transacted, and then emails and texts and that sort of thing. So we're obviously not privy to all that.
Is the city going to put the land bank on hold?
For a little bit. We changed some policies already. You probably know that we've been trying to get some legislation done here lately on the land bank. But we're certainly going to have to relook at things and see what measures we need to put in there. Sure.
Mayor, in the past 24 hours, we've heard from a number of community groups who expressed is now out of the picture. And given that sort of feedback, should the city have known that there were problems with that program?
No, as far as I know, nobody in the city got that sort of feedback until you just said that to me. I never heard that, and I'm asked that all the time, so I've never heard that. So, I mean, they may have felt that way, but certainly it never got up to my level, and I don't think it got up to other people's level either.
Is it time to just totally revamp the way the land bank is operating?
Yeah, we've been trying to do some things there, as you're aware, but... it's still the function is still to get these properties back onto the tax roll, functioning for people and for the city. So we don't want to throw away everything on this thing because we think the land bank has potential to do just what I said.
Okay, if you back out the two individuals who were identified as the land bank program fulfilled its mission in your view?
We think it could be better. I mean, that's why we've been trying to get some changes, but we think there's a potential for it. It's kind of a convoluted process. It's a long process, having to go through two tax sales and kind of treasurer's office and the sheriff's. I mean, it's just a really complex operation. It doesn't excuse anything on this. I mean, these are, as you know, the words bribes and kickbacks are in the indictment, so there's no excuse for any of that, but simplifying the process might help.
But in terms of getting rehab properties back on the tax rolls and improving the tax base and infrastructure in distressed neighborhoods, has it fulfilled its mission?
I think it's partially fulfilled its mission. Not completely, because you've never completely done. No major city is ever completely done in this regard. We're just trying to get the best practices that we can from those cities. If people are learning from us, too, I assume. So, we'll keep trying to get these properties back on the tax roll in good condition.
Yeah, the feds have all your records now on the land bank. What sort of internal reviews do you anticipate the city will take?
We'll always have to see what the feds do first. We want to make sure that we don't want to get in the way. We want to cooperate with them fully as we have been doing. So we'll continue that process. And then I'm sure when Brian gets back and Adam and others, we'll talk about this and see what we want to do going forward.
Indiana lawmakers are put together a summer study committee on the whole issue of municipal land banks. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is one of those issues that they should talk about, not only just the transfer, but once the land has been sold to not-for-profit, that it goes for what it's supposed to do?
Yeah, because, the law there is some people could say it's unclear. Others could say that you could sell it to a for-profit. So I want them to look at it. I want the state to look at this, to study this, and try to simplify this process. I don't think there's any question about that.
Going forward, any ideas of what the administration might do to nip that type of corruption in the bud in the future in other departments?
When people go by their personal texts and emails, it's difficult. I mean, you have at some level. You know, you put the trust in. Like I said, we have the ethics protections in. We put the whistleblower protection in. We did that, so to send a signal to people. So, but you have to keep checking on people. I mean, you have to keep talking to people and trust them, because you know, we make this, people in this city make decisions every day, and you trust that they're doing the right thing. But that's what we'll continue to do, though.
Now, Mr. Hawkins was your personal assistant until about a year ago. Is there an extra dimension of kind of betrayal there that he would go on and do this?
That's,
I mean, you got to know him pretty well, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It was it hurt. It hurt, but I wasn't alone in that. I'll tell you that also.
And so how confident are you now in current leadership at DMD and moving forward?
Oh, I'm very confident in the leadership of DMD going forward. I've said it publicly many times. The city's really never hired a guy like Adam before, Adam Tease. What he brings to the table and the perspective that he brings is something really the city hasn't seen. So I'm actually extremely optimistic about what's going forward. This issue aside, all the other stuff the DMD does has been rather dramatic, and I think it's going to be very helpful to the city for a long time to come.
So that we're clear, all land bank activity is on hold for now.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I would say so, sure. Because, but you know, it's a routine process. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. It's a routine process. It's nothing too dramatic that's going on. But so you know, it gets caught up in a little bit like this. But you know, you just can't. In these, what it looks like, if these things prove out, this is pretty bad actors here.
To what extent is there a need for greater oversight going forward, just to have more checks and balances and review of these decisions?
We'll see what the study committee does with the land bank, because you know, there is property being transacted, and people do look at it occasionally, which is fine. I don't mind that at all. We're going to have to make sure that we're going to try to put in some safeguard that, you know, when these transactions do occur, that there's some, maybe more transparency. It's pretty transparent to begin with, to be frank with you. But if you're doing this by your own personal emails and texts, it's difficult.
Mayor, how much do you think, these indictments reflect on your administration, on you personally, and is that fair?
I think we have been very open about this. There's, you know, we do the mayor's night out. I'm out and about all the time. While all this was going on, I wasn't hiding it. I was at the rookie luncheon. Everybody knows I go to that every year, and most of your operations were there. Certainly wasn't hiding, and nobody, I mean, people believe that we're trying to do the right thing. And when this came out, we fully cooperated, because we don't want it in the city any more than anybody else does. I think the average citizen should be a little bit outraged at this, obviously, because we can't have this happen. But we've been doing the right things for a long time now, and people like how we're doing it. They like the fact that we're out there talking to people all the time. They like the mayor's night out. They like all those things, that we bring people out more than they've ever been out before to talk to the citizens, to talk to the neighborhood groups. And I think they appreciate that. But it's this is pretty hurtful, though. I won't lie to you. I mean, it's just going to hurt. Do I think it's a personal reflection? No, I don't. And I don't think anybody would believe that. But it hurts. I'm here. It hurts, and it's sad that this happened under our watch. And it's like I say, it's very disappointing.
Are you concerned that other individuals may also face indictment as the FBI moves through this probe?
I'm not sure about that. I haven't heard that at all. I mean, the way they spoke yesterday, when I read the indictment, it seemed pretty finite to me, pretty much done. So if there's something else out there, we'll certainly cooperate. But certainly no one's told me anything like that.
How did you feel on the day or night you were talking to federal investigators? Not your best day?
No, it was not. It's not good. It's never good to get that sort of phone call. I mean, I've had a few since I've been the mayor. It's really never... It's never good, because you just wonder what happened. You know, young men with great promise.
You said you weren't hiding yesterday. Why didn't you do this yesterday instead of just issuing the statement?
Because I was in about yesterday, and all the news organizations were where I was. I was there. So, we could have, but I also knew that we had this at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and all of you would be here anyway, right? As you are. So, I mean, you weren't. I did a ribbon cutting last night. It wasn't. But we also knew that you were going to be here this morning. So, okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Adam, want to check?